Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I am Charles Firth and with me today is Dom Knight.
Yep.
And Craig Rucastle.
Hello.
Did you notice anything unusual on the way in here, Craig?
It's interesting you say that, Dom. Yes, I did notice that. I came into this place and there was a giant blow-up avocado on the couch. And I thought, they've done some funny stunt. Good on you, Charles.
Oh, I wonder what the funny avocado stunt.
Yeah. Taking a big avocado.
Do you think they hit the Prime Minister with it?
Yes, yeah, probably Chase Prime Minister suggesting
something high stakes and like the exactly. Old days.
I then went into the next room in the office and there were approximately 40,000 boxes filled with what seems to be, Dom, does this say to you, helping non-homeowners stay afloat, avocado pool toy. Perfect for millennials. It's the only thing they can realistically afford anyway. Another terrible product from The Chaser.
Well, I mean, that part.
That I was convincing as well. Yeah. So am I led to presume that Charles has sunk a large amount of money into hoping people buy avocado pool toys?
I don't know which thing worries me more, the notion that Charles basically sucked all the tiny amount of available money and invested it in this, or that he went into debt to order the pool toys.
I mean, the amazing thing about this is that it's very hard when cryptocurrency is crashing so hard, right?
Yes.
And global stock markets are crashing so hard. Fuck, it's hard to find a worse investment. But I think Charles may have done it.
So talk us through the logic here, Charles. I mean, you obviously thought what we really need is a witty product referencing the, I don't know, 6-year-old meme about millennials and avocado. But wasn't it Bernard Salt who made some patronising comment? I remember having debates about this.
Yes.
Was it? Might have been longer than 6 years ago.
2018. So I looked it up.
So the Chase has just come roaring in with the sort of topical comedy that we're known for, selling an avocado pool toy that will make millennials feel worse about themselves. By how much does this thing cost?
So let me just look. Shut up. Okay.
Okay.
Let me just run you through the thinking.
Okay.
So first of all, our beach towels for the last couple of years have sold incredibly well, right? And that's because we sold a beach towel with Scott Morrison lying on a beach in Hawaii, and it's greetings from Hawaii.
And that you only brought it out a year after that was topical, right? So relatively rapid response.
That's quick.
No, but that was a really good beach towel. I've got one.
Yeah, they're good beach towels.
It's a fantastic, and he was Prime Minister for a few more years, and it was a great attack on the Prime Minister of the day.
Now, yes.
How does this fit into... No,
but the whole problem is...
Keep listening to his thinking, Dom.
Scott Morrison has unfortunately been unelected and is no longer Prime Minister, which means our whole...
You heard it here first on the Chaser podcast.
But our whole merchandising is up in the... Because that sort of props up the entire company, our merch sales into Christmas, because people buy things at Christmas time, right?
Yeah, the bar for what to... Because...
Yes.
We need to buy something that nobody owns.
Like yes, exactly. Like, people like novelty products. Like, 80% of our sales get sold, and they're not buying it for themselves. They're buying it for somebody else. So it doesn't really matter how good the product is.
That's true. If I was buying you a Christmas present, which I've never done, I would probably buy some shit from something like The Chaser. That's the perfect level of friendship for this.
It is perfect for your Secret Santa type things, this.
So then I just thought, well, what's another summer style thing? We can't do a beach towel. Yes. Nobody could come up with a good idea for a beach towel for this year. What is something else that you use in summertime that people can give to their... And let's face it, the only people who have money in this economy... rich boomer parents, right? Like, so my thinking is,
you're not thinking that the millennials will purchase them for themselves.
God no. They don't have any money.
Okay.
B, I don't think anyone under about the age of 35 even knows what the Chaser is. and C, they don't have any money. Like, and also, like. Yeah, like.
And they don't have pools.
They don't have. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And they don't have pools.
They don't have
pools. No, but the whole point is, it doesn't really garrets. Matter because if you think about it, like, the people who are buying for them, like
oh, no, your I've got mum, it. So the boomers will buy it for their kids to use when they come over to their big houses with pools.
Yes.
To rub it in. But will boomer parents really want, under the Christmas tree, a present that rubs into their children the extent to which they've completely exploited them economically and which all their dreams are dead?
Definitely.
That sounds like a dad at Christmas
Absolutely,
to me.
Absolutely, yes.
I think, definitely. And also,
I think your kids aren't old enough, Tom. Once your kids get older, all you're looking for is ways to rub in their face.
To crush them.
Yes. Absolutely. It's all you're looking for.
And I imagine that there'll be some people who just like the get. Yeah, I don't really know but isn't it an awesome product?
It is an awesome product. Yeah. The interesting thing about it is that you can take out
the avocado
the pip. Avocado pip.
Yeah.
And it becomes a ball to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
To throw at your boomer parents. See, I was curious about that because you need a hole in a pool toy in order to float inside it.
Mm. Yes.
And it looked very uncomfortable to have this giant stone in the middle of it.
Can I suggest, I mean, firstly, the fact that you've invested a large amount of money in this shitty plastic toy is not thrilling to me. But I think given I don't want the chaser to go bankrupt, I think the reality is you've downplayed, by calling it a pool toy, you've downplayed a lot of the positive things about this thing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Firstly, you should call it a beach toy because in Australia you can still go to the beach.
Oh, beach.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's free to go to the beach. Yes, secondly, most millennials, because they don't have a house, they have picnics. And I actually think, and I'm going to test this now.
Yeah.
I think
it's going to pop under your weight.
It's incredibly big.
It's incredibly big. I think it might be really comfortable as a picnic.
As a picnic.
Let me test if I can.
Sort
bring
of
the,
seat.
Bring the
yes,
mic
you're
down
right.
here. Hang on a second. Let me see.
This doesn't look too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Oh, wow. This is.
You sort of need something to prop your neck up.
Yeah, if only there was some kind of ball. Hang on a second.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, this is definitely the least comfortable I've ever been in my life.
See, no, this is
we could sell this to the CIA as a torture mechanism if we wanted to. This is incredible.
See, Charles, I think you're not actually thinking big enough with this product.
God.
Because when I look at this avocado pool toy, it is so large. It's about, 5 feet tall?
Yeah.
How much are you charging for it?
We haven't decided yet.
Okay,
so the key is it's got to make us a fortune in order to stem all our losses.
Okay,
so I'm thinking maybe $100.
Fair market value.
You're thinking $100. I think
$20.
This has got to be in the realm of most Secret Santa present things, right?
Oh, okay. So
which
like
is what, like 20, 25
I
maybe?
89. 79.
So, but hang on, what I'm looking at.
Charles, before you settle on $89, may I suggest you try and lie in this?
When I look at that though, Charles, what I'm seeing from the perspective of a millennial who wants to buy a house, I'm seeing shelter. You buy 10 of those things and sticky tape them together, you've basically got a house.
Yes. And you could, if you classified it as shelter, you'd be able to negative gear it and claim it on tax.
Yeah. You could probably get a mortgage to buy one.
Yes.
And put it, where would you put it? You put it in a park, I suppose, in some sort of public land.
But can I tell you the real problem that we've faced in, because they've all arrived now. Like, as you say, there's 60,000 boxes of them.
Yes.
Is we were going to shoot a little video to sort of sell them. Right.
To get some sizzle.
Yeah, to get some sizzle. And I don't know whether you've noticed, but it's been raining quite a lot because there's a La Nina this year. The third La Nina. And so we keep on organising a pool to shoot this in, and then it'll just be pouring with rain because no one can even go outside.
No, think
so
bigger.
You have chosen, possibly the worst product.
Hang on, and no one's going to be swimming in their pools either.
Yes.
But Charles, put a stalk on this thing, put a stick underneath it. It's an umbrella.
Well, let's see that.
Shit, but there's a ball in the middle. There's
a hole in the middle. Yes, yeah. Mm. This is, God, I don't think I'll ever walk again.
Yeah, so look, the point is, I suppose, that, but don't you think there's a sort of novelty gift? Like, nobody else is selling an avocado pool toy.
I wonder why that is, Charles.
I can't believe you didn't have one.
Like, just on the price point thing, like, last year, I think it was like floating unicorns with the big rage.
That's true. My daughter's into unicorns.
Everyone bought one, and they were priced at $99. Like, if you
are you kidding? Are the floating unicorns are $99?
Yeah, they were $99. Are you shitting me? Yeah. So my thought was, if I come in at like $59, $69, $79, maybe $89, undercut that market. Plus, it's got the pip, which is a ball.
So it's basically this is the only good part. You know what I've liked, though, is because on the sales guff you've got on the front here,
yeah.
What I like is that it doesn't show you that this is a ball. So it downplays the only good thing about it. Well, that's like, good. And that's well
like
done, Charles.
Ball I think with an annoying just,
you don't want when you're marketing something, no. You don't want to talk up the positive aspects of it.
No, it's like a Kinder surprise. You get surprised by the ball being able
but also
to...
Well, see, you're fucking right. I will be Kinder surprised if anyone buys this.
But also, thinking back to the meme, thinking back to the original concept behind all of this, what was it that millennials wanted instead of buying houses?
Avocado.
No, smashed avocado. Oh. And I'm more than happy, Charles, when you can't sell any of these stupid fucking pool toys, I am very happy to smash the shit out of them. And pay good money for the privilege.
You realise I'm going to have to spend the rest of this fucking day trying to find out how to recycle these.
You don't need to. They're durable. They'll last for years.
No pool toy they're has ever single... lasted more than 30 seconds.
They're not single-use pool toys. This is high-quality shit made in China.
I'm actually thinking you could potentially sell them to the Australian government as a submarine.
I think that's well, they don't sink.
The very point of a submarine.
But I must say, actually having ordered a thing and made it happen, and this is more logistics and organisation than we've ever had in the Chaser.
Yeah, I'm impressed, Charlie.
If only you could think of a good product, this business might actually be saved.
It's funny you should say that because I literally got a text message this morning that the 3,000 backpacks that I've ordered have just arrived on the dock. So
oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's the concept?
So they're called Qantas. Instead of Qantas.
Ah, yes.
And the whole idea is printed on the – they're custom printed with a little label that says, you know, the airline lost all my check-in luggage.
Okay, that's
so
good.
It's your carry-on luggage.
Can I say that after the last month, I have been in the most extraordinary, like, experience with Qantas. I have been calling them for over 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on, like, I've spent hours and hours and hours just trying to fix a ticket up. Mm. It's been, like, the most Joseph Heller-esque fucking nightmare on earth. They finally, like, after all these calls, they called me back last night at 11:30 at night. to basically... fuck me over again. It was extraordinary. They are next level.
So you're saying you would buy a Qantas backpack?
I think this is a great product, Charles, and you've redeemed yourself after the avocado pool toy.
Well, maybe you should buy the avocado pool toy to sort of put in your backpack that you get.
Yes.
So buy both.
What a great idea, Charles.
$100 each.
Can I check one more thing? You didn't order any Liz Truss merchandise, did you?
Oh, yeah, they're on their way. 6 weeks.
Why don't we start a Qantas club where everyone can come together?
A frequent fuck-up club.
Yeah, and just talk about how much they hate Qantas. I think that would be a very good business.
That's a whole podcast. There's no business model in podcasts.
Nah, I think we've established that after.
There's no business model in podcasts. All then money again, has to be made from avocado pool toys.
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. And you can buy coming soon. I mean, this is like a hot tease.
We've spent an entire podcast talking about this product. And it still isn't going to be for sale.
No, I'll put it up online so that you can pre-order your... No, you can order your podcast.
Jump on chasershop.com and laugh at how much Charles is selling this thing for. It will definitely be much more than it's worth.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise. Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.